Here's the hybrid theory.
Number two.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed to try to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock ticks life away. So unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on. Didn't even know. I wasted it all. Just to watch you go. I kept everything inside. And even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so
was found dead at 41 of an apparent suicide, according to TMZ. Bennington hanged himself. He was discovered in a private California residence Thursday morning. With Bennington as frontman, Linkin Park achieved critical and pop culture success across all musical genres. They famously collaborated with Jay-Z in 2004 and earned many top 10 Billboard hits and even two Grammys over the years. On the day of Bennington's death, the band released a video for a new song off of their newest album, One More Light, released in May 2017. TMZ reports that he leaves behind six kids and a wife. Fans and celebrities alike have begun voicing their shock at the sad news. Here's what we know about the details and rumors surrounding his suicide. 1. He was sexually abused as a child. Bennington revealed in a 2008 Kerrang! Interview that he had been molested beginning at age 7. It was by a friend who was a few years older than me. It escalated from a touchy, curious, what does this thing do, into full-on, crazy violations, he said. This sent him into a tailspin where he pulled away from everyone and launched into addiction. 2. He struggled with drug and alcohol addiction while promoting a new side project, Dead by Sunrise. In 2009, Bennington revealed his dark past with drugs and alcohol and how they fueled many of his lyrics. In an interview with Noise a Creep, Bennington said that while writing the album for Dead by Sunrise, his life was falling apart, including diving very hard into alcohol and drugs. He credits a lot of his success to his addictions, claiming, "I don't think I could have been inspired to create something like that by watching someone else go through that." 3. He suffered from depression. Earlier this year, Linkin Park released the single Heavy off their newest album. The lyrics largely hinted at depression, even including the line, "If I just let go, I'd be set free." While promoting the new album, Bennington and bandmate Mike Shinoda sat down for an interview in which Bennington addressed his depression. "Life got really weird and really hard. All at one time," he said. "That took me into a depression that was really hard to get out of." 4. He was close with the late Audius Love frontman Chris Cornell. Earlier this year, Audius Love's lead singer Chris Cornell also committed suicide by hanging. According to TMZ, the two were good friends and Bennington took the loss hard. After Cornell's death, Linkin Park performed a song that they dedicated to the singer and Bennington penned a touching open letter to his late friend, which he posted to Twitter. "I'm still weeping with sadness, as well as gratitude for having shared some very special moments with you and your beautiful family," Bennington wrote. "I can't imagine a world without you in it." Coincidentally, the day of Bennington's suicide would also be Cornell's birthday. 5. He considered suicide earlier in his life. According to Digital Spy, Bennington did an interview with another news outlet in 2009 where he revealed that he considered suicide after his first marriage. "I felt like my life's work had been given away. I drank myself to the point where I couldn't leave the house and I couldn't function," the singer said. "I wanted to kill myself. I could very easily not be the person who's sitting here right now. I could be dead. It was a horrible, horrible existence."
This weekend, we delve into the hybrid theory. Linkin Park Weekend, all weekend this weekend. Rock 96.5 FM. Linkin Park Top 10.
Number 1.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind.
Yeah.
Ready?
Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll.
Yeah.
Now what the hell are you waiting for?
After
me, there should be no more. So for one last time, make some noise.
Get him, Jay.
Do you know pressure than hold? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking. Yeah. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap. It's like hands. I'm in Boeing jets, global threat. Out the country, but the blueberry still connect. On a low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But were you young, what you expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closure. Damn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find over the head with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitation.